All right, we're going to travel to Havasu Lake. Where in the world is Havasu Lake? That's a great question. Well, first of all, let's make sure we understand it's an unincorporated community located on the western shore of the Chemehuevi Reservation in the Mojave Desert. It's on the west side of the Colorado River. On the east side of the Colorado River, there is Lake Havasu City, which is in Arizona. So Havasu Lake only has 438 people, predominantly the Chemehuevi Reservation. It also houses the Havasu Landing Casino, and it only has one elementary school and a small junior college in Lake Havasu that teaches the children the actual original language of the Chemehuevi. There is a overall crime grade of F. And the Chemehuevi named themselves Nuwu, which meant simply people. So it's predominantly American Indians that are living in this area. The territory and their history is near the lower Colorado River, near the Death Valley and west to the Providence Mountains, less populated. And it's in the area that in 1867, after a war with the Mojave, the Chemehuevi moved west toward 29 Palms, where they shared the oasis of Mara with the Serrano. So there was a lot of things going on with the different tribes. And the Chemehuevi stayed there, and then eventually many of them moved to this area next to the Colorado River. In 1776, we go back a little bit, they met by Garces. 1867, they had a war with the Mojave, and they fought well, but they were outnumbered, and so they fled to the desert. In 1898, there was a major year of smallpox epidemic, and many were killed from that. In the 1850s, the Latter-day Saints helped put a stop to the Spanish slave trade. In 1853, the Chemehuevi lands were declared public domain. Then there was the war between the Mojave and the Chemehuevi for the next several years. A small tribal population moved to the Colorado River, so not all of them moved there. In 1907, 36,000 acres were set aside for the tribe. In 1930, 8,000 became land of the Havasu Lake area and the building of the Parker Dam. In 1971, the Constitution registered them as the Indian Reservation in San Bernardino. They were known for being hunters and farmers and gatherers. Linguistically, they are closely related to the Southern Paiute. They're friends with other people in the West. They suffered conflicts with the river, Yuman tribes, and the whites, and some Western bands absorbed into Southern California macroculture, so now they're not all separate. Interesting, though, the wellness center of the tribe is committed, this is their mission statement, to facilitate and establish a positive quality of life emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally within their community. So let's pray for them. Father God, we pray, first of all, that there would be a Christian Indian ministry that would reach out to this area and minister to the Indians in only the way they would understand. We pray, God, their hearts would be open to listen to the gospel and it not be preached to them in a format that sounds opposed to them and their culture. We pray, God, that the gospel will be preached, however, and people's lives will come to know the Lord and they in turn will share it with others. We pray for intercessors to rise up in the town and be encouraged by surrounding intercessors, united prayers with other believers. We pray, God, that there must be some Chemehuevi that has received you somewhere in our county, and we pray that they will go there and they will make a field trip and a mission to go to this area and reach them with the gospel. We pray for their tribal council, that they will watch over their tribe with integrity, wisdom. We pray for protection over the Indian reservation. Every 15 hours, a crime occurs there. They're in this particular area. Their violent crime is F, property crime is D minus, and other crime is F. Their top crimes are vandalism at 50%, theft at 21%, burglary at 10, drug at 9, and assault at 7. We pray, Father God, that they will see a diminish of these crime issues, and that God, that we would see by next year that their crime has decreased and they have been improved with their overall rating. We pray, God, that vandalism will not be part of this area, that for whatever reason people are doing that, God, we pray that it would be stopped. We pray for someone to come there and police it, whether it be their own tribe or what. But we pray, God, for that to happen. Currently, of the 438, there is one case of COVID, so we pray for their healing and recovery. We pray for the one and only elementary school and only school that is in this area. We pray, God, for it to flourish, the teachers to teach them well, and to help them to understand the basics so that they can do well in the future. We pray for their resort and casino, that no evil will happen there, that God, people will use it more as a place for vacationing and to enjoy the river, the hiking, and the camping in that area. And we pray for the ASAP, the Alcohol Substance Abuse Program, that they will help the Indians not participate in the alcohol abuse that exists among so many, and that they will find freedom in Jesus. We thank you for this tribe, and we thank you that they are part of our county. In Jesus' name.